For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Republicans are determined to press ahead with a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh if the woman who accuses him of high school sexual misconduct does not show up for a Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford wants an FBI investigation first. Democratic Senator Kristen Gillibrand supports Dr. Ford's insistence that the FBI should investigate.
There should be an investigation by the FBI because they're nonpartisan. They'll do an objective investigation of the facts, present those facts to the Judiciary Committee. And this is exactly the process you do for all judicial nominees, especially for the Supreme Court.
Grassley says he hopes she will show up on Monday morning to testify and that her prepared remarks and biography are due on Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump visited the city of New Bern, North Carolina, which experienced severe flooding due to Florence.
I think it's incredible to see what we're seeing, this boat.
It was a boat that had moved several hundred yards inland, according to the locals there. The president's day began with an update from federal, state, and local officials about the relief and recovery efforts.
We're getting all teed up for a lot of money to come down to the area. You're going to need it. We have it, and we will be supplying it. There will be nothing left undone.
Authorities say a swift response by law enforcement officials has quickly defused a shooting at a municipal building in Masontown, Pennsylvania. State Police Lieutenant Steve Dolan says four people were wounded, including one of their officers, before the gunman was fatally shot by police.
We are in the infancy stages of this investigation. However, we can confirm that the district judge nor any of members of his staff were a target of this gunman.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russia is being accused of cheating on sanctions from North Korea by actively working to undermine the enforcement by the United Nations. John Clemens has more.
U.S. intelligence sources report at least 148 examples of illegal ship-to-ship transfers to smuggle refined petroleum products into North Korea. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, confronted Russia during her address to the U.N. Security Council.
Why, after voting for sanctions 11 different times, is Russia now backing away from them? We know the answer. It's because Russia has been cheating.
I'm John Clemens.
India has criminalized the Muslim practice of triple talaq, or instant divorce. Despite a court order ruling last year calling the practice unconstitutional, a divorce obtained by a husband reciting talaq three times to his wife is still in use in some Muslim communities in India. Ravi Shankar Prasad, India's justice minister, said the executive branch of the government was forced to intervene because the ban has not been followed. The new executive order calls for a jail term of up to 3 years for a husband using the practice for divorce. Critics say few Muslims use it and that the Quran never mentions the instant divorce. Talaq is banned in several predominantly Muslim countries, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.